Hello, I'm Carlotta Ribello, and you're listening to Told Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. On this week's edition of Told Stories, let me take you back to my home country of Portugal for us to discover the story behind the building of the Diário de Noticias newspaper. One of my favorite buildings in Lisbon stands proudly in one of the city's main avenues, but somehow it still remains fairly unknown to the thousands of tourists that flock to the sunny Portuguese capital every year. Just as you make your way downtown, passing the beautiful Eduardo VII Park, look closely to your left-hand side as you enter Avenida da Liberdade. On the top of a corner building, you'll be able to spot a traditional Gothic lettering spelling out the words Diário de Noticia, or if a translation is needed, Daily News. Its sober facade with touches of Art Deco is in sharp contrast with Lisbon's grand old palaces from the 18th and 19th centuries. The building was commissioned in 1936, when the Diário de Noticias newspaper was housed in a much smaller office in a different part of town. At the time, this was a breakthrough project. It was the first purpose-built newsroom in the entire country. It was going to be an immediate landmark. The project was brought to life by the father of Portugal's modernist movement, the architect Porfírio Pardal Monteiro, and would even lead to a win of the prestigious Valmor Architecture Prize for it. Spanning across 8 floors, the printing press machines were hard at work day and night in the basement, while on the 6 floors above ground, the newspaper's administration tried to steer the newsroom, which sat just a couple of floors below. This was at the height of the Estado Novo regime, the dictatorship that shackled Portugal's press to the censorship machine until 1974. And this building stood as a tribute to the enduring power of the printed word. While its facade is a sober one with simple and clean lines, it is the right side of this structure that makes it fascinating. A steel turret towers over the sidewalk below, with windows leading up to the top where it is crowned with a sort of beacon. And if that isn't enough, just continue your walk around it and you'll encounter a fantastic colored mosaic panel covering the entire northern wall of the building, decorated with motifs allusive to the world of print and this newspaper. But for me, what makes this so special goes beyond this. It is about the openness of this building at a time where the regime scared society into isolation. This was erected with people in mind. Just walk under the globe that sits above the entrance and through the wooden revolving doors and head inside. Take a look at the ample inner patios and corridors, or the mural paintings by Almada Negreiros spread through its interior, making this an inviting space, almost gallery-like. And of course, there's the fact that it was home to the country's main daily newspaper, which was trying day in and day out to get the right story to the public, maneuvering the regime's censorship machine as much as it could. A flick through the Diário de Noticias archives gives you a mere glimpse into the sort of people who might have walked through the newsroom. It was founded during the monarchy, witnessed the birth of the republic, went through 2 world wars, and then, eventually, a dictatorship. Today, the newspaper has moved on from Avenida da Liberdade after 76 years in this prime location. As it became part of a larger media group and met the demands of the increasingly digital journalism world, there was a need for the newsroom to grow with it. But thankfully, the building will remain just where it is for the years to come. You've You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Remember to tune in again Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Ribello. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.